celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Katrine Ivanoff, a winner of a pair of tickets to the 19th annual wine experience of the Thomas and Mack. Congratulations. You got to hear this. There is word that there may be a third party in the next presidential race in 24. Let's go to cut five real quick. This is Jackie Heinrich, Fox News correspondent, talking about the creation of a new no-labels unity party. Don't ask me what it's about, but Jackie Heinrich will tell us. Here it is.
A centrist group called No Labels is quietly mobilizing a major bid to launch a bipartisan unity ticket in 2024 as an alternative for voters, as former President Trump and President Biden each move closer to launching their own reelection bids. Now, No Labels insists that it is not actively considering any specific candidates for the unity ticket, which would feature a Republican and a Democrat, but whispers of political moderates being eyed for the job include Democratic Senator Joe Manchin and Republican Governors Charlie Baker and Larry Hogan. The group also says it will stand down if the unity ticket looks like it could become a Ralph Nader-type spoiler, but they're doing the groundwork now to get signatures needed for ballot access, so a third choice will be ready if the two major parties nominate two divisive candidates. This election cycle, both Biden and Trump have been trying to boost midterm voter turnout for their respective parties by painting the other side as extreme and as a threat.
And we need a landslide so big that the radical left, they just can't. The radical left cannot rig or steal it.
Extreme MAGA Republicans just don't threaten our personal and economic rights. They embrace political violence.
We'll soon see a measure of their sway among voters, but No Labels chief strategist Ryan Clancy tells Fox three-quarters of the country thinks we're on the wrong track, and that includes majorities of Democrats, independents, and Republicans. Most Americans don't have favorable views of either party or the top leaders in them, and they think both sides are too captive to the extremes. No Labels says their internal polling shows that a unity ticket could win the Electoral College in at least 23 states, representing more than 270 electoral votes, and they are tracking a major convention for the first quarter of 2024 to potentially announce this unity ticket.
Can you imagine that? A unity ticket, and there, some of the people they're talking about is Joe Manchin? Are you kidding me? I would not trust Joe Manchin as far as I could throw a rock. I'm sorry, but I don't. I just don't think so. Coming up, a guy that I do trust. He is the president of the Libre Initiative. Daniel Garza will join us. We'll talk about the Hispanic vote and how important it's going to be to next Tuesday. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do as we sprint to the finish line on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump's inaugural committee chair, Tom Barrack, was acquitted of all counts Friday at a federal trial in which he was accused of using his personal access to the former president to secretly promote the interests of the United Arab Emirates. Barrack says the justice system works, and he plans to put the case behind him and pay a visit to the Statue of Liberty.
I'm on my way to the Statue of Liberty. Did you see those chains broken at her feet in that torch of enlightenment? And I'm humbled. The system is amazing. The people are amazing. I have no hostility.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says the next Congress should take seriously the need to shore up funding for Social Security and Medicare. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Manchin is calling for swift bipartisan action next year to address funding shortfalls for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, all on track for depletion under current funding models. Social Security announced last year it's not projected to have enough funds to pay full benefits after the year 2033. Manchin has in the past shared the fiscal concerns of Republicans. Last year, he thwarted President Biden's Build Back Better bill. It would have added $3 trillion more dollars to the national debt. Bob Agnew reporting.
A resident of the Russian-occupied capital of Ukraine's Kherson region says soldiers are forcing civilians from their apartments and moving in themselves. His account of soldiers spreading throughout the city on Friday suggests Russia could be preparing for intense urban warfare as the southern city becomes a growing focus of the war. Russia-installed authorities in Kherson have urged civilians to leave the city in anticipation of Ukrainian advances. On Wall Street, the Dow by 401 points, the Nasdaq rose 132, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 50. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas Pain Relieving Patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Catherine Cortez Masto has been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America and Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, since nobody picked all six numbers in Wednesday's Powerball drawing, tomorrow's jackpot is going to be worth more than $1.5 billion, with a B, bringing it close to the all-time record of $1.586 billion. That was back in 2016. Nobody's hit all six numbers since August 3rd. That's 39 straight drawings without a jackpot winner. The odds of winning are about 1 in 292 million. There it is. You got to play to win, right? Tomorrow's Formula One Fan Fest will mean a temporary closure on Las Vegas Boulevard. The free all-day event happens tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. in front of Caesars Palace. That includes a live car run on the strip. Formula One stars Lewis Hamilton, Sergio Perez, and George Russell, will take part in that live car demonstration. It calls for the full closure of the strip between Spring Mountain and Harmon from 3:30 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. The Fan Fest includes interactive displays, Formula One race cars, and a driver question and answer session.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working on area roadways right now. 215 eastbound at Gibson. Also eastbound Tropicana at Nellis. Reduced speeds on the 15 south between Sahara and Tropicana, and heavy congestion on the Beltway. 215 westbound, that's at Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
A big hour plan. We're going to be joined in just a couple minutes by Daniel Garza, the president of the Libre Initiative. He normally joins us from his home in McAllen, Texas. He is here in Southern Nevada. He's knocking on doors. He may have knocked on your door by now. I don't know. We'll find out. Also, Michael McDonald, you'll hear from him, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. 4 days out from a midterm election. Is there a big red wave coming? Is it a tsunami? Is it a trickle? We're going to find out, of course, all of us on Tuesday when we all go to vote. Today is the last day of early voting. If you have not already voted, please get out and vote. It won't take you more than about 10 minutes to do. It is that easy. I did it on the first day of early voting on that windy Saturday, and it was a piece of cake. And it was just good to get out of the wind, too, I might add. But we got a busy hour planned for you, so stick around. Daniel Garza joining us, the president of the Libre Initiative. He's knocking on doors. I love it that the president of the Libre Initiative is actually walking neighborhoods and knocking on doors. Daniel, how are you doing, my friend? Welcome to Vegas.
I'm doing terrific, Mr. Wall. It's always great to be in Vegas. As you said, we're going to be out here talking to folks, Latinos, you know, about the importance of their vote and that they actually make a deliberate, informed decision.
And by the way, we've been together long enough that it is not Mr. Wall anymore. It never was. It's Kevin, please. Tell me what you're hearing, though. Tell me what you're hearing from voters, in particular Latino voters, who we are told are running, not walking away from the Democrat Party.
No, well, you're absolutely right. I think the 2020 election was not a time for Democrats to impose their own agenda onto the Latino voter. It was a time that they should have addressed our priorities. And, you know, what they focused on was this vague, manipulative subject of threats to democracy. It was just too divisive on abortion and going beyond where Americans are on the issue. The sort of deafening silence that we've heard from Democrats on anything that would provide relief for high energy costs and this continued war on energy. So they've also downplayed the issue of immigration reform in a way that I think, you know, the sort of the worsening border crisis, it's really turned off a lot of Latinos. And you know, it made them politically curious as to what the Republicans were offering. And they're talking about stopping the irresponsible spending that is fueling the rising cost of everything, getting back to an economy that gives us jobs and opportunity, and, of course, addressing violent crime. So it's turned the table on Democrats.
And, by the way, wages are up, but it's double the inflation rate. Are you trying to tell me that Latinos weren't fooled by the Inflation Reduction Act?
You know, it's no, they were not. And it's becoming clearer and clearer that Democrats have made bad assumptions by thinking that Hispanics would embrace a litany of liberal causes like the green agenda, like the war on energy that I talked about, and the attacks on the Second Amendment, you know, issues that Democrat activists have imposed on us for too long. In reality, Kevin, Hispanic voters are overwhelmingly entrepreneurial. We love Jesus and America, too, as Tom Petty sings. We value opportunity and recognize that the value of a thriving economy. And that's what we're going to get back to, right? And, of course, parents should have a say in our schools. And this violent crime that is happening across America needs to be addressed, not ignored. So just foolish, dangerous agenda that the Democrats have been driving are driving away Latinos.
You've heard it firsthand here. Have you heard it in other communities as well, this desire of Hispanic voters, Latino voters, to actually embrace the Republican philosophy?
I have. And this is such an important year, you know, because Latinos are poised to be key deciders across elections this year in Nevada, in South Texas, in Florida, Arizona. And that's why the Liberty Action has been educating and engaging and mobilizing Latinos in these key races, because you sense something, you know, in the conversations among Latinos that we've helped to sort of drive now for over 10 years in Nevada. And, you know, look, when you look at the political landscape, the GOP is needing 5 seats to achieve a majority in the House. They could achieve that with just Latina Republicans that could flip seats in Monica de la Cruz in Texas, Cassie Garcia in Texas, Carolina Lauf in Illinois, Yesley Vega in Virginia, and Michelle Garcia in New Mexico. So it's just important that Latinos get involved, get engaged, especially, you know, when they embrace a pro-freedom, pro-growth agenda, they can make a big difference in the outcomes.
Can you talk about the magic of Myra? Because I'm so blown away by her, Myra Flores, obviously down in your neck of the woods. Can you talk a little bit about what she brings to the party?
Yeah, of course. You know, across the country, you know, you're seeing it in poll after poll that majorities of Latinos are expressing their belief that America is headed in the wrong direction, and that they're feeling the pain of a runaway inflation, right? And they want someone to stop the pain of inflation. It's created, I think, a condition where more and more Latinos are listening to fellow Latinos and of course, policy champions who are going to reverse this trajectory. And Myra Flores is one of them. You know, she's not an intellectual powerhouse. You know, she doesn't come from a think tank or anything, but she connects directly with the community, speaks to the issues that they care about. And of course, is a reflection of her district, that she's very much a true representative of the sentiments and the feelings and the urgency that you're sensing in people around here when it comes to our economy, when it comes to crime, when it comes to the border. And for too long, Kevin, you know, we had representatives here in South Texas that would just go and rubber stamp whatever, you know, the Speaker of the House would say. And it was just a bad agenda that was being imposed on us. And for once, you're listening to people like Myra Flores, Monica de la Cruz, and Cassie Garcia down here in South Texas, who, by the way, it's very probable with a Tony Gonzalez win, you know, in San Antonio, that they will control the entire border area of Texas.
Wow. And am I right? Do you have a new Republican mayor in McAllen?
That's right. Yeah, Javier Villalobos is our mayor. You know, he's a Republican. He's been now there for about a year and a half. He's doing a spectacular bang-up job. Obviously, you know, not running away from the issues that we care about, not ignoring the issues that we care about. And, you know, right now McAllen's a little bit overwhelmed with what's happening at the border, and he's had to focus a lot of attention on that. And, of course, you know, he's not going to be quiet about what's going on. And so it's just so important that you have honest folks who are operating in good faith to make sure that they are doing what is right for our district, for our community, for our cities along the border area. And of course, you know, we feel strongly that in District 1 and District 3 in Nevada, that we can turn the tide. We can get April Becker elected. We can flip the seat against Susie Lee. And then, of course, Mark Robertson against Dina Titus. It would make a massive difference, I think, in how Latinos are now considered more, right? Instead of ignored and their issues are swept under the table. And what's imposed on them is this reckless agenda that is destroying our economy.
Tell me what the Libre Initiative action is doing, what you're doing here in town. What kind of activities do you have over the course of the next 4 days to get us over the finish line?
Yeah, we are going from door to door, talking to fellow Latinos, you know, our neighbors, you know, people we go to work with, we go to school with, that we go to church with, talking about the issues that matter to them in a real way and what it's going to take to reverse this trajectory that we're on, reverse the reckless spending, stop the unfettered printing that is devaluing our dollar and devaluing our paycheck at the same time, stop this war on energy that is exploding the cost of gas. These conversations need to be had. You know, freedom and these policies are not understood, you know, through osmosis. You have to communicate them. And the best way is one-on-one. And so we have a lot of Latino volunteers who are mobilized, who are talking to fellow Latinos, those who are aligned, get them out to vote. Those who are in the middle, you know, on the fence, let's persuade them. Let's give them literature that is going to connect the dots to sound policy and the right policy champion. And then, of course, talk about how bad the current incumbent is on these issues. They need to be told that. And very few people are doing the work. It's hard work, Kevin. But we're also going to do digital ads. We're doing mailers to get to their homes. And then, of course, we're having conversations in the phone. And then, of course, we're working through the media to make sure that we cut through the noise and get the message to them.
30% of Nevada voters are Latino, and obviously you're speaking to folks that you know. You're talking to neighbors, which I think is absolutely great. Can you talk a little bit about what is going on elsewhere around the state? Because I know this is a statewide effort that you're a part of. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on outstate, that's going on in northern Nevada, the rurals, that kind of thing?
Yeah, very much the same thing, right? You know, we tried to also identify key legislative races, you know, at the state level. And we do that in state after state where we operate. We're in 15 states across the country, and the state legislative races are so important as well. And our folks on the ground have identified a lot of state legislative races, and they're probably best suited to tell you which ones they are. But we're also doing the hard work there. And again, pointing to, you know, who is driving the right policy for the state at the state level in the state legislature, and then of course connecting them, you know, to those folks. And so we have a record number of candidates that at the state level and at the federal level that we've endorsed this year, and we're working really hard to make sure that more and more Latinos are finding out who is driving the good policy that is going to reverse the current trajectory that we're on. And what we're finding out, Kevin, in holding these conversations is Democrats have a Latino problem, and they also have a working class problem for exactly the same reasons. And that's because they have failed to deliver on reversing inflation, on stopping the reckless spending, on making sure we have a thriving economy and that the Nevadans have good jobs, good high-paying jobs, and that they're addressing crime and what is happening at the border, that sooner or later, you guys have to deal with. We deal with it directly here in South Texas, but you folks, you know, it's just a matter of time, you know, before you guys are overwhelmed, your clinics, your schools, and law enforcement. And so it's an issue that needs to be talked about and addressed, and it's we have to do it across the entire state.
I want to ask you, because, and I've been dying to ask you this for the last couple of years, and it just never comes up in the conversation, but I want to bring it up now, and that is the Spanish language media in our community. I know many, many Hispanics get their information not from NBC, CBS, CNN, but from Univision and different Spanish language outlets. Are they giving folks the straight scoop here? Are they telling the truth, or is it just another version of fake news media?
Well, honestly, for far too long, it was very one-sided. It was a one-dimensional conversation that was being driven in the Latino community by Spanish language media. And Kevin, we'll plead some responsibility here. for some reason, those on the Republican Party, those on the conservative side, people like us, weren't doing the kind of work, the kind of investments in the Latino community, and we weren't working with the media to make sure that our side was being communicated. That has changed. There is now more accommodation, you know, for conservative voices on Spanish language. In fact, I'll be on Univision election night on National Univision, and then in the morning on Telemundo for 2 hours as well, post-election. So they do invite voices like ours who are conservative, who are freedom-minded. And so part of the responsibility is on making sure that we develop those voices, those advocates, surrogates who can get on Spanish language television and drive the message that there is a better way on removing barriers and building capabilities, you know, where we can reverse the trajectory and of course, passing good law. But there's no question that the unions, Spanish language television, these sort of 501c3 nonprofits, nonpartisan groups that pretend to be nonpartisan but really are, and they take federal and state money, and they drive it in communities, you know, with a partisan outcome or intent. And then, of course, university professors who are very Marxist have had their way with the Latino community, and that is now at least being addressed by the Republican Party, by organizations like ours, and folks who care about, you know, conservative values.
If folks want to know more about the Libre Initiative, what you folks are fighting for, where can they go? How can they find you?
Yeah, they can go on www.belibre.org on the internet. They can visit us on our Facebook, Libre Initiative, on Twitter, at Libre Initiative. And I think we're on Instagram as well. So you can find us all over the place. And then, of course, you can feel free to, once you get on the internet, you know, call our offices and get involved.
And the only thing I have to ask of you is to make sure that before you leave, a lovely cash donation at one of our casinos. A lot of people do this, but it's great. 300,000 people do that every year. I hope you'll get a chance to do that too, Daniel.
I hope so too, but I hope to take some money home.
Oh, we'll one of those. See. You're going to take money away. I get it. Daniel, thank you, man. Hey, keep fighting the good fight, my friend. We will talk again soon, and hopefully we'll be toasting a victory on Tuesday night. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. You got it, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There you go. Daniel Garza, president of Libre Initiative. He wants to take money home. Is he nuts? Come on. No, you come here. You know, 300,000 people a year come here. And they leave a nice cash donation with one of our area casinos. That's the way it works. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up, and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare.